Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Hello and welcome. This is Kathy Orman. Today we're going to talk about the blood sugar roller coaster and why it is so important to avoid it. First of all, what you need to know is that the body has a system to deal with blood sugar, and it's called the insulin system. So what happens in your insulin system is we eat carbohydrates and they digest and they turn into blood sugar as they digest, or also called blood glucose. The pancreas actually produces something called insulin, and the insulin's job is to deal with the blood sugar. It takes the blood sugar out of the blood and it distributes this blood sugar to the cells and to the muscles so it's used later on for energy. So in a perfect world, a perfectly healthy pancreas and blood sugar system, everything works fine. There's no issues. The blood sugar stays at a medium kind of level all the time and there's no problems. And we need to have a balanced insulin system. So we really need this insulin system to stay at this middle zone, very balanced and very healthy. And if we eat the right foods and get exercise and do all sorts of healthy things, we can keep it balanced and keep it healthy. Now the question arises, what makes it go out of balance? First, let's talk about what happens when it gets out of balance. When our blood sugar system is not in balance, then we have all kinds of issues. We get inflammation in our body, we get joint pain, we get fatty liver, we end up gaining weight and have obesity, we have low energy, and it pushes us into something called pre-diabetes, which means we're on the road to diabetes. We're on a fast track to diabetes, actually. And then once we have unbalanced blood sugar for a long time, we end up being diabetic. And that means that the body either doesn't produce enough insulin from the pancreas, or the body's not recognizing the amount of insulin it produces. One of the two. So that means that we have to give ourselves insulin somehow, or change our diet so that we can get the system healed, so that the insulin system's working properly. Now, if you get to be a diabetic, that's not a good situation. There's all sorts of major health issues that go with diabetes. There's heart problems like heart attack and stroke. There are circulatory issues. There's high cholesterol. There's neuropathy, which is problems with the nerves, and that can cause a loss of limbs, like leg amputation, for instance. There's kidney issues, so you can actually have kidney failure. And then there's eye issues, so a person can actually go blind. So diabetes is definitely something we want to avoid, no doubt about it. So we really do need to maintain a healthy blood sugar system so that we avoid all these health issues. So let's get back to what makes the blood sugar system go out of balance. Well, not eating enough food or skipping meals can actually cause low blood sugar, and that's not a good thing. If we have the wrong foods, for instance, we eat way too much sugar or we eat a huge amount of refined foods, then we get into high blood sugar, which is what really causes diabetes. Also, if you have way too much alcohol, that can also do the same thing. Have high blood sugar and it can cause diabetes. So you want to avoid those kinds of things. So let's talk about the blood sugar system itself. So in a nutshell, what happens is when you eat carbohydrates, they digest into blood sugar. The pancreas produces insulin. Insulin takes care of it and everything's good. Now, if everything is not so good and you're eating a huge amount of sugar, the body has to produce an excess amount of insulin. So there's tons of insulin. So what happens if you think of a roller coaster? This is called the blood sugar roller coaster effect. So if you think about a roller coaster, it goes way, way, way up to a peak and then it comes down real, real, real fast, way below what's the normal line, and then it'll go way, way, way up again when you eat something and go way, way, way down. This is what happens to the blood sugar. The roller coaster starts when you eat tons of sugar or tons of refined foods. These foods digest very, very quickly and turn to sugar in the blood. So the pancreas pumps out lots of insulin, and that insulin deals with the blood sugar, and finally it gets all the blood sugar out of the blood. But what happens is it actually ends up having too much blood sugar taken out of the blood when you're at the top of the roller coaster, and then you go down really fast and your blood sugar crashes way at the bottom, below the normal line for blood sugar. So when you have a blood sugar crash, you actually feel a lot of negative physical effects. You can have brain fog, headaches, weakness, dizziness, jitters, hunger, cravings. That's a big one. And one of the biggest things is you have low energy. You just want to crawl into bed and sleep, or crawl under the table and have a sleep. There's a lot of things that happen. And when you get this low blood sugar crash, you automatically want to eat something to kick your blood sugar in high gear again, so it gives you some energy. The problem is that when we get this low blood sugar, we always reach for something sweet or refined. A donut, a piece of cake, a cookie, a coffee with lots of sugar, anything that'll actually kick us into gear and give us a little bit more clear thinking and some energy. And then the whole blood sugar roller coaster starts again. So that's really what happens. In order to stop this blood sugar roller coaster, what we need to do is have the proper foods. Now, what are the proper foods? Good question. The proper foods are going to keep the blood sugar in the right zone. Within a very small margin, the blood sugar will go up gently and down gently, never spiking and never crashing. So it stays really, really close to the middle line. What would be an invisible middle line on a chart? It's a gentle wave up and a very gentle wave down. A little bit above the line, a little bit below the line. And that's where we get energy. That's where our body is the healthiest. And that's where the pancreas and the insulin system stays healthy. The foods that keep us in that healthy zone are foods that are not refined foods. They're whole foods. Foods that actually have nutrition in them. Foods like fruits, foods like vegetables, healthy grains that are not denatured and taken apart and powdered and made into absolutely refined junk food. The foods that are damaging to the insulin and the pancreas system are sugar. That's a biggie. And the second thing is refined foods. Refined foods are really, really high in sugar, all sorts of sugars. Plus, even if they don't have a lot of sugar, refined foods are refined to the point where they digest so quickly when we eat them that they cause a huge blood sugar spike. So it's a matter of how fast is that carbohydrate going to digest and how much blood sugar is going to be in the blood and how much will the pancreas have to work to get it out of the blood. So the refined foods I'm talking about that we need to eliminate in order to have healthy blood sugar are things like white flour, white sugar, well, sugar of any sort, really, unhealthy sugars, and even the artificial sweeteners. So there's cakes, there's cookies, there's donuts, there's bagels, there's buns, there's white pasta, there's anything that is really highly processed. Potato chips, all those packaged foods that are processed are really, really harmful to our blood sugar. So we need to just keep those out of our diet. We need to actually eat whole foods. The problem with refined foods is that they fill up our tummies, but they give us zero nutrition. Absolutely none. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. Refined foods fill up our tummies, but they have no nutrition for us. So we end up being nutritionally starving, but yet our tummies feel full. So our bodies end up having less food, less energy to actually operate and be healthy. In the long run, it ends up leaving us with toxins in our body. It ends up leaving us with no energy, and the cells end up eventually breaking down and not being able to function. So our organs have an issue functioning. So we want to avoid that. So that is the long and short of the blood sugar system in the body and the blood sugar roller coaster and how it all works, and a very quick synopsis of how we can get out of that blood sugar roller coaster by eating the right foods. So that's our podcast for today, all about the blood sugar roller coaster, why it's important to avoid it, and how you can avoid it by choosing the right foods. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast. We'll have lots of interesting topics coming up. We'll talk about raw chocolate and why it's healthy. We'll talk about natural sweeteners. We'll talk about artificial sweeteners. And we'll talk about how your body's talking to you. So stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast. This is Kathy Orman, and if you want to have a look at the Sugar Switch system, drop by my website, www.kathyorman.com. Thanks for listening. Bye now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch system and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.